Check out this CD. I made it just for us. I filled it with all our favorite tunes.
Introducing the amazing
Satire.
He's just putting the finishing touches on his latest masterpiece entitled
Sensors Indicate.
There is no bathroom!
Today, we bring you wonderful story.
My story is about fabrics and folks like
Johnny Mathis.
The story is given truthfully, simply, yet with an economy of detail that enables the young girl to take in this final chapter without shock or embarrassment.
You'll want to prepare like you've never prepared before.
Well, we better get started. I think your magic might be able to help us, too.
Good. I like to help.
Just pipe down and let's get on with it.
And now, a final look at the bathroom.
With a 1-horsepower engine and sleeping accommodation for 200, this model is easily transportable.
That's what Fred came to see.
Fred bathes every day during the summer.
At home, we only bathe once a year.
Don't take a bath, don't wash your hair, don't eat pickles.
Don't act nice at all.
Don't push a button.
Don't buy any Beanie Babies.
Well, that's good advice.
And now we present
a demon possessed woman
in a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice.
I suggest that everyone
wrap several little seed tassels in a maple leaf for later.
But what about these
gum droppings?
Put them on my head, stupid.
Gretchen's head has come off and June wants Mother to fix it. Mother will be glad to sew on a new head.
Fantastic.
She gave me a belt and a pad. I was all set.
All we have to do is create
a gruesome display of monstrously inhuman degenerate behavior.
Maybe that's what we should do.
Let's do it, shall we?
They hurried down the rocky hillside toward the sleeping town and ran to the stable.
Who is there?
Princess Fargo Scrimp and the magic toad of fuck you.
Come right in.
Today is a special day.
What would you like me to give you?
I am very proud that I can bring to you
venereal disease.
ED is for everybody, not just for the few.
His song was filled with the love he felt for all the animals.
Literally, millions of man hours were stored for immediate access.
Now don't go away. What you're about to see may simply be described as social surgery.
Kill every single boy baby.
And at first, everybody thought it was a great idea.
Now you've done it, said William. She'll skin us both alive.
And walked out of the cold stone tomb on his own legs, still wrapped in his white grave clothes. Everybody cried out with astonishment.
You see his penis?
Yes, I've seen that.
Part of the man's body, which we call the penis,
is endorsed by leading educators.
And it's fun to see how much people appreciate it.
As a certified teacher, I know that kids need
big ones, little ones, even fat ones and skinny ones.
Now here's one that's a little different.
Bill Clinton's penis.
It looks like it's full of tiny holes, doesn't it?
Jeff impresses the gang a lot more than if he gets angry over such a little thing.
As your president, I want
32 naked women
and heroin.
You shall have them for food.
I was wondering, said William, how come you wear war paint on your face even when you're not fighting?
Why is this happening to me?
It's okay, bud.
And it was here that he gave us the golden rule.
Dirt under your fingernails must be cleaned every day.
Or, if you have good sense, you'll
cut off your head.
There's no room for discussion, friend.
Bill turned and saw a weathered old whiskered old codger with long hair and a beaver hat.
But still, Billy continued to swear.
He's a fucking asshole.
That's correct, Bill.
Watch your ass and fuck your mother, you son of a bitch.
You never know till you try, said Bill.
That's what I'm going to do right now.
Ralph showed him some pornographic pictures.
Shocking pictures!
So they can be opened for inspection.
All of them were investigated by police.
And they're used in the schools and also in the police departments.
And the use of these is essential for competing sexually.
This is convenient for the photographers, too. Let's look inside.
My butt.
It's awfully dark in here.
We're inside of my butt right now.
Gives you a real nice warm feeling inside.
And curiously enough, they often weave in an old snakeskin. Well, these kids aren't going to be so lucky. Too bad. They ask for trouble and they're getting it. But thank goodness, one of the boys kept his head.
It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right.
Now, shrunken heads for all occasions.
What a great holiday gift.
I hate it so much.
Betty won't like that.
How's that, Betty?
Great. Now let's take a break.
A break?
I guess we have a few bugs to work out.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go tell me, Dad. This is weird.
Happy trails, everyone.